We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:14, Tuesday morning, May 24th. Thank you for getting your day started with us. Here on WWL, going to be hot and humid. Chance for afternoon showers. A little drier and not as hot. Maybe around Thursday and Friday, but the Memorial Day weekend is going to be plenty hot indeed. There are these websites you can go where they got the celebrity tombstones, and you can see what each one has written on it, etc. Merv Griffin says, for example, "I will not be right back after this message." And I thought that mine should say, "If it wasn't this, it was something else," which brings us to monkeypox. And Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. How you doing, Dr. Fred?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. When it comes to viral diseases or infectious diseases, I always think, well, okay, that's this one. There's going to be something else. Let's talk about monkeypox, and I guess we'll start with what is it?
Well, it's a viral infection. It's a virus that's related to smallpox, and it's causing a lot of attention right now because there are more than 100 cases of suspected or confirmed infections that are starting to appear in countries where it's not usually seen. Those countries include Australia, several European countries, and just recently we found out there's a documented case in Massachusetts of monkeypox. And so it's drawn a lot of attention. President Biden made some comments about it over the weekend, and I suspect we'll be hearing more and more about these cases. The attention's been so much that, in fact, the Louisiana Department of Health put out an alert yesterday to educate physicians in the state regarding the appearance of monkeypox and when we might suspect it and what to do if we do see someone who we think might have monkeypox. So getting a lot of attention and something we need to be aware of.
A little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing, so keep that in mind as I ask you these questions. I don't want to sound dumb, but I know you'll straighten us out on this because a lot of people do have some questions about this. Does this only go back to the 70s? Is that when the first case of monkeypox was identified? And is this one of those things that jumped from animals to humans?
Yeah, it really was first discovered, in fact, in monkeys in 1958, which is what gave it its name. The first human case detected, it was in 1970. And most of these cases have really been detected in Central and Western Africa. And so it's not a very common disease that's been reported. It is what we would call a zoonotic infection, jumping, in other words, from animals to humans. But it can also be transmitted from human to human, and that's the concern with some of the cases that are being reported currently in those countries that don't usually see monkeypox infections.
I know it's early in the morning, but you know, we're speaking about this clinically, so we're not trying to gross anybody out or anything. But in terms of symptoms, what are the symptoms of monkeypox?
Yeah, so the symptoms of monkeypox really begin somewhat nonspecifically. You might have a fever, headache, backache, muscle aches, also swollen lymph nodes in your neck, for example, or elsewhere. Chills, you might feel fatigued. So not very specific, sounds like a lot of viral infections. But then you develop within a couple of days a rash, and that rash typically begins on the face and then can go to other parts of the body. And that rash is what oftentimes raises the specter of this potential diagnosis. The rash evolves in much the same way that chicken pox, for example, evolves, and because its appearance is somewhat similar. Flat red marks, they become raised. They might be even filled with a little pus that evolve over about a week. And like I said, it's that rash that's probably going to give a healthcare provider the possibility of this diagnosis.
Is this the same, from the same root as, I don't even know how you'd refer to it, the same stem, the same tree as chicken pox or not?
No, it's actually from the same stem, if you will, as smallpox. But the lesions, the skin rash, in other words, can look a lot like chicken pox. Eventually, in fact, it scabs over, and when the rash scabs over, that's typically a sign that you're no longer able to transmit the virus to somebody else, because we know that the way this is typically transmitted, when it's from animal to human, is typically exposed to secretions from the animal through broken skin. The same can be true if you're exposed to secretions from a human who's infected with monkeypox. The other way is through the respiratory tract, because we know that this virus can be transmitted through large respiratory droplets. Not the respiratory droplets that we talk about with COVID-19, which are much smaller and much more easily transmissible. But there is the potential beyond close physical contact to transmit that virus through respiratory droplets.
And I guess that brings us to the difference between DNA and RNA. Again, a little bit of knowledge, a dangerous thing. We'll pick it up when we come back with Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, talking about monkeypox. If you've got any questions or comments, you can text them into the Open Heart Jeweler WWL Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. I know it's the morning, you can get your text in and then get about your business, and I'll ask him and you can listen for the answer. Somebody texted in, why is it called monkeypox? Well, because it originated in monkeys. Time for traffic now, WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, May 24th, talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, our friend, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, about monkeypox. And we're not trying to overhype anything and all, but we're just giving you the information you need and want, because it is in the news and people are talking about it. A text comes in and says, how serious is this virus? Is it fatal?
It can be, although it's usually not. The case fatality rates are reported for this virus. It's currently being reported at around 1%. So not insignificant, but certainly something that we need to be aware of, that this illness can evolve into something that's quite morbid, if not potentially fatal. So that's why there's so much attention being garnered right now towards monkeypox.
In terms of the DNA and the RNA, and I don't want to get too deep in the lab here, but does that make a difference in terms of mask and respiratory particles and spreading and all that kind of stuff?
Well, usually this virus is transmitted through close physical contact, either from an infected animal to a human, and as I mentioned a little earlier, human-to-human transmission from secretions of an infected human to another human, but can be transmitted by respiratory droplets. These droplets are heavier, the ones that contain this virus, and so they're not nearly as infectious as the virus that causes COVID-19. It is a DNA virus, as you mentioned, and again, just in comparison to the virus that causes COVID-19, which we know is SARS-CoV-2, it's not going to mutate nearly as quickly as a COVID-19 virus. These viruses tend to be very stable and evolve slowly compared to RNA viruses like the ones that cause COVID-19. But in terms of transmission potential, physical contact and respiratory droplets, but not respiratory droplets as infectious as those that cause COVID-19.
So the CDC is warning the LGBTQ community about a greater chance of exposure. Is there anything intrinsic to that community that makes them more vulnerable to monkeypox, or is this about contact or what? Talk me through that, Dr. Fred.
Yeah, you bring up a really excellent point, Tommy. This is about close physical contact between a lesion that's infected with the virus and potentially being transmitted to another human. So suspicion for monkeypox should really be heightened if you see someone with a rash and someone who's either traveled to a country which has recently confirmed cases of monkeypox, or if you've had contact with a person or people who have a similar appearing rash and have received a diagnosis of suspected monkeypox. And then the last group is a man who regularly has close or intimate in-person contact with other men. So that point about close physical contact and the transmission of this virus resulting in a rash is part of our groups of individuals epidemiologically where we should consider this diagnosis. And it can, that rash, in other words, can look a lot like other sexually transmitted infections, like syphilis, for example. But it also can look a lot like chicken pox and the shingles rash. So, I think the point being that close physical contact can transmit this virus from one human to another and look a lot like a sexually transmitted infection.
Scale of 1 to 10, how worried should the average person be about this?
Not nearly as worried as COVID-19, which is still increasing in case numbers, and it's much more contagious.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. Dr. Fred Lopez, Professor of Medicine in the Section of Infectious Diseases at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Kirk Talbot, a Louisiana State Senator, get an update on the legislative session about a specific bill as it relates to harsher penalties for carjacking. And then we're going to talk in the 8 o'clock hour to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, about the latest tax lien on the district attorney, Jason Williams. And where does his case stand? A lot coming up. Stay with us right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.